The top story today, police in the New South Wales Liberal Party are investigating after a brawl broke out at a party meeting in Sydney South last night. Police were called to the cafe in Arncliffe just before 7 o'clock. They arrived to see people running from the scene and one man had to be taken to hospital with minor injuries. A senior Liberal Party source who didn't want to be named said the fight was the result of an internal power play. Lawyers for the Archbishop of Adelaide, Philip Wilson, are expected to submit medical reports in court today as part of submissions for sentencing. The most senior Catholic to be convicted of concealing child sexual abuse was found guilty last month. He faces up to 2 years in jail. The 67-year-old was convicted of covering up abuse by priest Jim Fletcher in the New South Wales Hunter region in the 1970s. US President Donald Trump has been attacked over his crackdown on immigrants, which has seen at least 2,000 children taken away from their parents, with reports some have been locked in cages. Public outrage is mounting over the Trump administration's zero-tolerance approach, which has split families crossing the Mexican border. And England has snatched a 2-1 win over Tunisia in its opening group match at the World Cup in Russia. Captain Harry Kane scored the winning goal from a header in stoppage time. He opened the scoring for his side in the 11th minute before the Tunisians had equalised through a 35th minute penalty. Meanwhile, Optus has announced the company will use 48 hours to iron out glitches in its broadcast of World Cup matches.